Hello, everybody. Welcome to the week three podcast for planning and public policy. And it is 6 minutes past midnight in the early hour of Tuesday, 24th of September. I've just had a quick check of my emails, and there hasn't been a flood of people moving out of that first seminar group. So we will go ahead with the online Moodle sign up. And so 25 places available for each class should keep it roughly even across the four. So I look forward to seeing how that works, and then we'll take it when it comes on Thursday and Friday for the different seminar groups. So in the introductory class, we had some broad-ranging discussions. We looked at the public sector and its involvement in events in general terms, and this led us into looking at particular case studies. We touched on the role of events agencies, and then the topic of licensing came up from time to time, looking at, for example, the role of local authorities, that part of the state, that part of the public sector, and what it has to do. So that kind of got us onto the theme in some classes of the links between different levels of government. So yes, you've got national governments who are setting the rules, perhaps taking in bits of research and advice, coming up with policies and so on. And then much of this then has to be implemented at a local government level. Some of the classes looked at the BBC, or I directed us to have a look at the BBC. Part of the reason for this was that the BBC gets its money from us, the taxpayers. We pay our TV licence fee, and that's where the money goes. And at the end of the day, the BBC then has a commitment to providing content services to the whole of the nation, because the whole of the nation pays for it. That's why you end up seeing things like BBC Six Music, which we discussed in some of the classes. A relatively small station, but it has a loyal audience, I would argue, and what it does is of greater significance, perhaps to the industry that it serves, than some of the other things that the BBC does. So if we relate that to festivals and events, then the idea being that not all events and festivals would survive based on their ticket sales and perhaps sponsorship alone, but there is a role for the public sector in supporting them, making sure that they can take place. So moving into that kind of thematic discussion gets us onto the Donald Goetz chapter, and to be honest, in most of the classes we didn't really have much time to discuss the different justifications for public sector involvement that Goetz writes about in that chapter. So I would recommend that you have a look when you get the chance, and then later again in the module as you get the chance from time to time. Particularly relevant perhaps for some of you when it comes to the coursework. So yes, be thinking about that coursework over time. What's key is your particular idea. What is it that you are putting forward? What is your proposal? Something which brings together an event, maybe a brand new one that you've created or an existing one, and the idea of meeting public sector objectives. So public sector objectives plus event equals, or tucked in the middle of those two, is your idea, your recommendation, your proposal. So it's not enough just to improve an event for its own sake. That's not the point of this. This is all about saying, what can we do with events? What are the kind of instrumental objectives and benefits that we can work towards? So looking ahead, we'll be thinking about agencies. Now, I've just been to a talk with the new head of Creative Scotland, Janet Archer. She was talking quite a lot about their work and what they're trying to achieve, and an awful lot about, you know, the potential benefits of festivals and events within a creative and cultural setting, almost to the detriment of being able to talk about the art itself, but there we go. So there was discussion about their objectives, their funding schemes, ways of integrating with different organisations and so on. Now, a bit of exclusive news. In this week's lecture, week three, we will have some guest speakers, including a recent graduate who works for Event Scotland. So much to look forward to. Bye for now.